Welcome to the It's All Fine and Dangy podcast, where hosts Dan and Angie talk with creatives, small business owners, charities, and all kinds of interesting people. It's all real talk. It's all fine and dangy.
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. My name is Dan, and I'm sitting here with my lovely and talented wife, Angie, and we do this podcast called It's All Fine and Dangy.
Lovely and talented.
I don't know why.
Double threat.
I don't know why I introduced us this time.
So. I mean, you know, some people need to know because it's a little confusing.
Yes.
Dangy, what in the heck is Dangy?
Well, that's us.
That's us.
The two of us. But anyway, yeah, so we are, we're sitting here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon because
it is beautiful.
Sundays are for podcasting lately, I guess.
Yes, they are. Sundays and this week, Tuesdays and Thursdays as well.
We got
a fully booked week.
I love that. Yeah, we've got several and we may or may not have recorded another one earlier today already.
We may or may have not, whatever.
I love
anyway.
It. What was it you were...
Whatever.
What was it you were trying to say the other night? No, the lake that we hiked on.
Lake Powhatan. I got it let's now.
See. Oh, did you? Oh,
did you record how many times I tried to pronounce it?
No, but it was
I'm probably butchering it now. Right before we came in here, Dan could not articulate my name to get my attention to see the groundhog that was running in the back.
That's right.
You need to go back and watch the video and see what. Ever you called me, I don't even know what it was.
Too excited. I think I just said groundhog, hedgehog, groundhog. And so, yeah. Anyway, we have one of those things in the backyard. I still think it looks like a beaver or a badger, but...
No, it's groundhog. I looked it up.
What have you been up to lately?
I actually had a hell of a 24 hours. So my flight was supposed to leave...
Oh, that's right. It was delayed.
Like 4:45, yeah. or 3:45, and I was supposed to get to Sanford by 5:15, get my rental car, get all my shopping done that I needed to still have done for the prepping of the Airbnb to have the new photo shoot. I didn't land until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shopping, went to bed at 3:30, woke up the next morning, got everything in place, did more shopping that I couldn't do beforehand, and then the photo shoot. And then after the photo shoot was done, we had guest checking in that same day. So I had to clean the house.
That's when the pressure's on.
Yep. Had to clean it, make it look beautiful. Photo shoot went great. Big shout out to Brianna from your co-host with the most, who is our co-host.
Yep.
To my bestie, Mindy. She came over to help. She also, we are featuring a signature scent that we created with the Vicks and soaps.
Yep.
So we have a signature soap in the Airbnbs now that we'll leave in one in each bathroom for the guests.
I love that.
So yeah, we did that. And then Heather was there, our cleaner, my sister. And we all did a little photo shoot together too, like some interactive or like lifestyle pictures.
Yeah.
And
my favorite is the one of all of you looking at a TV that's turned off. That my comment to that one was, you guys are watching my favorite chick flick.
Oh my gosh. We'll fix all that. And then a shout out to my brother-in-law, John, who's like my handyman, came over and got a bunch of stuff done for me. And then my mama, who is backup cleaner. So
yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I got a great team.
Thank all of you for your help with that. If you happen to be listening.
Yes. And shout out to Joe Brown from JBI Custom Painting down there in Joe Brown.
Yep. The painting guy you got?
Yep, painting guy that we got. I mean, I think you might know him. But they worked us in last minute, did 3 accent walls.
Yeah,
and
they did
we had
amazing.
A turnover. We had that turned around in 24 hours. I mean, it was crazy.
They did an amazing job. Yeah,
beautiful, nice pops of color.
So, yeah, it's turning out really, really nice.
It really is. And then when I got back that weekend, we checked out a new town.
We did. The name of that town what is the name of that town?
Waynesville.
That's the name of the town?
Yes.
Oh, well, that would explain why Waynesville Soda Jerks is located in Waynesville. Holy moly. I need some coffee, I guess.
Yeah, so they have so I tried one of their sodas when we were at Haywood Common, and that's how I discovered them.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really good. So we finally took a trip out to their little shop that they have, and they have like their distribution processing plant there. It's like a little warehouse, but they have a storefront, like a cute little country market. Lots of great local products. Yeah, well, of course, their whole variety of sodas that they have, and they have some great flavors.
It was really cool, too. Yeah. I didn't realize how, you know, on the outside, it's got this big mural, and it's a really cool mural, but the building looks like a factory, maybe, where they
warehouse,
would make, yeah. Right, and then you go in, and it's like a really nice gift shop.
I mean, merchandising, really great in there, like the way they, the decor, just the way they have things placed. It's very inviting,
yep,
very shoppable, and each little section, you can tell it's a different product. You know what I mean? So they have merchandised the local product very good so that it almost has its own like highlight or feature.
Meaning like there's shirts in one section and honeys in another.
Like a certain company, like I bought some of the hot cocoa mix, right? Yeah. So all that's like featured on the top of a little three-tiered stack in the middle of a table. So it's almost like its own little presentation. It's not getting lost in with everything else.
Like sometimes those shops can do. Yeah.
So whoever has done like the staging, the merchandising in there.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. And we talked to Brittany while we were there.
Yeah. I think she was part of the staging actually.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's awesome.
Great customer service too.
And then we went from there to walk around Lake Junaluska. Is that what it's called?
Junaluska.
That was a cool little walk in the area. And I don't know what town that's in unless it's in Lake Junaluska.
I mean, I think that might be the name of the town. I think it kind of butts right up in against Waynesville, kind of.
But it was very close.
We met some nice people there.
Yeah.
While we were eating at the Crepe Custard, which has really good crepes.
They do, yeah. And great salads,
their
too.
Their salads are amazing.
Yeah. It was fun.
Could bring the dogs there. Had a nice little chat with Ed and Lisa that we met, that their son is getting married, believe it or not, of all places, Apopka, Florida. At the Highland Manor.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot about that.
I know.
That was in Apopka.
I know.
Or for those of us that have been around for a while, that was Townsend's Plantation, right? Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, that is the same one.
I think it's changed names a couple times.
Yeah, it was Captain and the Cowboy for a while,
But they asked for like some restaurant recommendations. And of course, you know who we had to recommend in Apopka for like a rehearsal dinner. Naughty Lobster.
Oh, that's right. We did recommend the Naughty Lobster. Yeah.
So, because I think they have a big enough room there to accommodate a little bit larger of a group. So,
I think.
And a good meal that you'll have at least.
Yeah, there are, I think, some private rooms downstairs too, or at least one. I remember talking to them about that. But that was really cool. It was really neat. Then we went over to the WNC Farmers Market, which is pretty neat. It's a bunch of separate buildings here in town that,
kind of like a flea market style.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of, like the flea market in Sanford. But
met some cool people there and got some local products. And
yes, we did. Some great veggies there. That'll be our veggie stop from now on.
Yep, and we might have some of those people on. So, you know, all of this happened within a week. So Angie goes back to the Linwood Lounge in Apopka, has this crazy day of photo shoots and staging and fixing things and adding things and painting and everything else. And then, you know,
get back,
go on our hiking, find a new restaurant, go visit Waynesville Soda Jerks. It's been a whirlwind of busyness. And then as soon as she gets back a few days later, I flew out to Chicago for pretty much of the week.
Yeah.
To work with my team at my day job. And that went really well.
And it rained pretty much the whole time you were gone. So me and the dogs were stir crazy.
Oh, that sucks.
I think we got out 2 times. Like to actually go on a hike.
Yeah.
One day was really nice. Like the first day you were gone. And
where'd you guys go hike?
We went to the Arboretum.
I think it's called an arboretum.
Our little local place.
Yeah.
And then one of the days when the rain like stopped, I actually took the pup to the dog park for the first time.
Oh, that's right.
Oh no, I did go to another place. I went to the Mills River Dog Park.
Wow.
That's the place we discovered when we were on vacation with her at the tiny house.
Yep.
And it has a river. And the dogs can go down the river and swim in the river.
I love that. They love to get in the water, too.
Yeah, we went to the dog park, and Oliver hid between my legs, and Mackenzie barked at all the other dogs like normal. So it was pretty much normal.
I think we're going to work on getting some training for both of them. Yeah. So if you happen to know a local trainer here in the Asheville, Candler, North Carolina area, we are looking. So we could always just go to one of the big chains, but we'd love to support local. Yeah. And
they're also very trainable dogs, so I don't think they'll need a ton
I don't think so either, but I just, she barks a lot. He's starting to bark a lot, and she gets like a weird barky vibe with other dogs.
Yeah, she seems aggressive, and she is not.
Yeah, so exactly.
She's just bitchy. That's what I tell everybody. She's just bitchy. There's no other way to say it. Like,
you said that to a family in front of a little kid yesterday, and I was cracking up.
Sorry. People cuss in the world.
That's right.
What can I do about it?
While I was in Chicago, we had a little bit of time to go down to the Apple store and try the Apple Vision Pro. If you guys haven't heard of that, it's Apple's version of like a VR, AR headset. And although I'm not quite sure who this is for, and it's not yet really a tool for our industry, which is like architectural engineering, structural design. And maybe at some point you'll be able to drop a 3D model in there and show a client what it looks like. But having said all that, and really not understanding who it's for yet, I want Angie to try this thing because there is a section of it at the end where they have you push a couple buttons and the footage that you're watching is 360 degrees. So it goes all the way around you, but it's also in like 3D, 360 degree. And it's the most realistic thing. It's like the closest to being somewhere else I've ever seen in my life. Wow. Like the Matrix is real, but it was like people in for like a lounge singer in like a, you know, a little bar or something. And it's like, she's right. It was so weird. So I'd just love for you to see that just because it's, if nothing else, it's some of the most advanced technology I've ever seen, but
I will try it.
Yeah. Most of the time it was just, you know, working through meetings and stuff for me, but I got home late Thursday night and thank you again for coming to pick me up at the Asheville airport. What I love about that
I couldn't see very well on the way there, but I made it alive.
I put it this way. I have a couple staff members that work in Chicago and live in Chicago, and one of them took transit. Oh, no, I think he may have drove in the day that we were meeting on the Tuesday. It took him 2.5 hours to get from his house to the office. And I thought to myself, for the amount of waiting I had to do at the Asheville airport, I could literally have left our house, had you drive me to the airport, go through security, go to the gate, get on the plane, fly there, get in a taxi, and get to the office faster than he could.
I know, that's crazy.
Because this airport here is insane. I love it. And I don't know if
they are growing. So yeah. I'm hoping they don't get super busy.
Me too.
But actually, how they're building it out, it's probably going to even ease it up even more. You know what I mean? Unless they're building it out means they can bring in more.
Yeah, it looks like they're adding more gates because I think they only have 7 or 8 or 10 gates, unless there's another building.
No, they have 13.
Oh, do they have 13?
Yeah, okay. But, you know, it's still so small. Like, you get from one end to the other end and like...
I was telling the like guys and gals at work that I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I got from the truck where you dropped me off through security to the gate where I was sitting, it was like 7 minutes, and there was an issue with one of the bag scanners.
Yeah.
So it was...
I know. I'm spoiled because when I fly into Florida, I go to Sanford, and Sanford is the same way.
It's amazing. Well, I'll find that out soon because in a week, I'm going from Asheville to Sanford, like you did. So we
never go together, okay?
We can't. Now they have dogs. We have to go separate.
We have babies, so...
We need to make it some road trips, but when it's working on the house, the Linwood house, I'm going there, same thing. It'll be like two nights, 24 hours. I'm hoping I get some time to go visit with family, but we'll see.
You're there 2 nights, so hopefully you can get all the stuff done in a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
There's going to be no issues that happen, so you are going to be able to get it done.
Yes. I get to go straight from the airport to Spectrum to pick up some equipment, to Best Buy to pick up some equipment, to work throughout the night getting it working, and surely nothing will go wrong.
We are unsmarting our house.
Go wrong.
We're unsmarting our house.
Yeah, nobody's using it.
Nope, not being used. But when you got back from Chicago, you took Friday off.
I did, that was nice.
We went to downtown Hendersonville, walked the cute little downtown area.
That is a cool area down there for sure.
Found a cool little bookshop, some cool little artist stores.
Oh yeah, the Joy of Books we went to. Mm-hmm. That was a cool little book.
Yeah.
And I picked up a bottle of wine from Bear Falls Wine Company.
And it's really good. I took a sip.
It's really good. Yeah,
I'm doing good.
What is it called? No, it's not like sober.
Alcohol-free April. I don't know. I just made it up. It's not anything anybody's doing. I just said, I'm going to see if my inflammation goes down.
That's a good idea.
So I'm about halfway through the month. I mean, I do miss, you know.
I might do alcohol-free May. I'll have to make it rhyme if you see improvement there.
Okay.
might stop drinking May. Is that what the M stands for?
Yeah, maybe May.
And
then we found a cute little. We can't take our dogs anywhere without finding a little pet shop for them.
True.
We found a cute little pet shop down there and got them a little treat.
Yeah, Wag Pet Store. The super nice people in there. Yeah. I think one of them may have been the owner because I saw her on the website that we went to after. But yeah, they were super nice.
Yeah.
And I sent them a picture of Mackenzie. They told me to send them. I'm hoping they put it on their social media where she's looking at, because they have like, it looks like a bakery where there's like donuts and cookies, but it's all for dogs. So it's, I got a picture.
Unfortunately, our dog can't eat that stuff.
No, but she wanted it.
She did. Why? I mean, it looked delicious. I kind of wanted it. I'm not going to lie. But that's pretty much what we've been up to. We did we talk about Lake Powhatan?
What is it called?
Lake Powhatan.
That is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Another little hiking path we found. It's a campground, but it has a beautiful lake and even like a man-made waterfall.
Yeah, like a dam.
Because it's like a dam, right?
Yeah.
Yep. But the dogs got to swim there. Lots of other dogs.
Really fun.
Starting to get Oliver used to not being a scaredy cat of the other people or dogs that are walking by him. So
he's getting better. Yeah, he's getting better. But that's it. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I say it's not much.
We packed that into 17 minutes, people.
17-minute podcast update.
Because now we got to do adult chores now.
Yeah. But we are so thankful for the growth that we're seeing on the channel here already. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about earlier that, our YouTube presence had dropped off the map because we quit making videos, and we've had some pretty good responses. I think we had 100 views of the first one that we put up, maybe 50 or 60 of the second one. Nice. So that's not really our target. Our target is the audio podcast, but it's really neat to see that people are listening and watching, and we appreciate the support. And we're starting to get some followers here in North Carolina, which is awesome. And we thank you guys so much for joining. And stay tuned, because we have got quite the lineup of guests, and we're going to do some of these things that, like we went to Joe's shop when we had him on for the Golden Goat. And, Glenn, we'd love to go meet up with him. We're talking about doing that actually, but we'd love to go see some of his work once it's up and around. You know, he just is newly back in town. Yeah. And then some of the guests that we have coming up and their services and their shops, we'll be going and visiting and kind of documenting our experience there too. So we're excited to do all that.
I love it.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and coming to check us out every week. We are excited for the list of guests we have coming up and some of the events we have coming up. And
That's right. We are. And if you're a small business or know someone that would be a great fit for the show, send us an email at fineanddangie@gmail.com.
Yes, indeed.
Did I get it that time?
You did. You nailed it that time. It's almost as if we didn't try this before, huh? The magic of editing.
That is right, guys. And remember, at the end of each and every single day, it's all fine and dangy. Hi, guys. We hope you enjoyed the show today. If you did, we would love a review. So make sure to head over to your Apple Podcast app or whatever app you listen to your podcast on and give us a 5-star review. Also, give us a like and a follow on our social media. You can find that all under Fine and Dangy. And if you want to find out more about our guest or about us, head over to fineanddangy.com.